Visit a local high school and chances are you'll find vending machines filled with candy, chips, and soda. School administrators admit these machines sell junk, but they say the money generated is needed to fund vital student programs like athletics. One school district in San Diego County has launched an experiment to see if students will go for healthier foods in vending machines, and so far, it's been a hit. From member station KPBS, Kenny Goldberg has the story.
It's lunchtime at Vista High School, and 3,500 students have exactly 33 minutes to wolf down some food and rush back to class. Most students either brave the lines at the cafeteria or grab something quick from one of the vending machines. Unlike at other high schools, these machines don't sell Butterfingers or Red Hot Cheetos. Instead, they offer real food like yogurt, vegetable and fruit plates, or the most popular item, a bagel with cream cheese. Sophomore Kyle Schuld says it sure beats what you get at the cafeteria.
They'll give you a bagel that's heated, but they'll either not give you enough cream cheese or it'll be melted and all messed up. Also, these vending machines don't really give out any sort of candy or sweets or anything except for soda. And the soda is more expensive than the cheaper juices and things. So that's really nice to have because they taste better too.
The idea of putting healthier foods in vending machines is a brainchild of Enid Hone, the director of Child Nutrition Services for the Vista Schools. 2 years ago, private vending companies were offering the district tantalizing financial incentives to sign long-term contracts. Hone says she was conflicted.
Initially, I needed to make more money, and then it was like, I can't do this on the backs of the kids with all this junk food, so I had to make some changes.
None of the vending companies thought students would go for anything but the same old lineup of sugar-filled snacks. But Hone disagreed and boldly predicted the schools could make money and provide students with more nutritious food. So she proposed the district buy their own machines and stock them with healthier items. Vista School Superintendent Dave Coles liked the idea.
The only question I had was really one of logistics, converting a revenue stream from the high schools that they depended on to support many of their programs. We needed to work with them to make sure that we didn't interrupt some of the services provided to students at schools.
Despite that reservation, Coles gave Hone the green light, and she bought 17 vending machines for Vista High School. After holding student taste tests and focus groups, Hone selected some snack items like granola bars and Oriental mix. She did choose to sell sodas, but priced them higher than water, juices, and milk. And in some machines, she stocked foods like Caesar salads and tuna.
Once I put the machines in use and they were fully stocked with all these other healthy alternatives, it was like the place to be on the campus, and it was really exciting.
After nearly 2 years in operation, the vending machines at Vista High School are going strong. They gross about $25,000 a month and average $6,000 a month in profits. That's double what the school was making when an outside vendor controlled the program. Dr. Michael Jacobson is a nutritionist and director of the Center for Science in the Public Interest in Washington, D.C. He says the Vista Project shows that kids will choose healthier foods when given the chance. And he's starting to see more schools reject junk food.
I don't know if it's a national trend so much as a reaction in a few places to just how bad things have gotten, where high school students especially are being bombarded with vending machines and fast food restaurants right in the schools, tempting them to eat junk.
Indeed, the allure of easy money from junk food sales is hard for schools to resist. Some 150 school districts throughout the country have lucrative deals with soft drink companies, which can bring in more than six figures a year. Nonetheless, Enid Hone believes Vista is on the right path, and she's trying to spread the word about their success. Hone gave a presentation on the program last month at the California School Board Association meeting in San Francisco. For NPR News, I'm Kenny Goldberg in Vista, California.